So then the takeaway from all of that is, okay, so then how do we turn the theory or, you know, the idea of we need a great culture, we need a team that's aligned, we need managers who can be true leaders and not bosses. How do we make that, how do we get the tactical practical? How do we make sure that this work is being done?
You know, it's interesting, right? A lot of people come into companies, you know, consultants, brokers, what have you, and they talk a good game. You know, and you mentioned they talk about culture, they talk about safety, they talk about perhaps the carrier and what the carrier can provide. I think a very underutilized resource is yourself as the company, yourself as the employer. What can you do tactically? You know, how much does it cost or how brilliant do you need to be to say, okay, we have claim frequency issues perhaps. Where are they coming from? What part of our operation do we see the injuries coming from? What are the employees doing where they injure themselves? You can do that type of self-analysis yourself. It doesn't require a lot of sophistication. Once you know where the injuries are coming from, how costly they might be, you have to ask yourself, what can we and should we be doing about it?
Well, I think one of the best ways to do that is really with a very simple focus checklist.
Absolutely.
You know,
more technical terms, job hazard analysis, job safety analysis are sort of terms that our industry bandies about, but checklist.
A simple checklist. I mean, if you have a manager's checklist that every week you're looking at, what injuries did we have? What near misses? What do we need to do about that? What kind of safe work methods do we have? What are we doing to prevent? And it's a simple checklist, okay? Are we holding a safety meeting? It could be 5 minutes, but are we holding it? Who's there? What's the topic? Are we letting people contribute? You know, that I remember Steve Jobs always said, everybody has their own little slice of genius.
Absolutely.
Right? So we're getting, you know, contribution there. Our inspections. Are we doing our inspections? And then, of course, OSHA wants us to document everything.
Also a great way to reinforce to the employees that we value you. You know, we literally every week are revisiting how safe an environment we are providing for you. Really easy, great way to do that. Also really important in that process to solicit feedback from the employees, right? If you're wanting to know how many near misses occurred, and, you know, for the folks out there, near misses would be an incident, say, where, as example, someone trips over a cord. They don't actually injure themselves, but they had an incident. You know, we do want to take a look at that. We want to document that occurred, and we perhaps in this case want to move the cord to a, you know, more safe location, or perhaps remove the cord altogether. Great way to have a cultural change where now everyone becomes involved in the safety of the company from the top down, from the person who's speaking as the CEO or the supervisor to the employee who makes the suggestion that results in the change.
The exciting part is this is something that any company can do. It seems like it eludes a lot of companies, or that they feel like they're a victim. They can't do it. But we know that from the culture to how we value safety to the roles of the people involved, we can make this thing work.
If you want to have a high performance team, your employees need to feel valued. They need to feel like they're a part of the company at the highest level. And that needs to be understood whether you're talking about the baseline employees or the supervisors or the owners. They too also need to understand that whoever they are interacting with, regardless of their job title in the company, that is a highly valued team member.
So how do you stop workers' compensation claims? You stop it both culturally and you stop it
tactically.
Practically and tactactically. Yes. Yeah. So you have to marry the two. You have to look at what's the message. You know, how are we valuing people? What's the message? And is our culture holding employee safety and customer safety in the same high regard?
And then on the tactical level, do our actions actually support our espoused values? You know, we say we have this culture. Have we actually implemented that culture? You know,
yeah.
We say we have a culture of safety. Have we invested in that? Have we trained people properly?
Yeah.
You know, do we actually walk the talk?
Are we tracking the things we want to make normal? I think, you know, we always talk about WIN, W-I-N, what is normal? Things are normal either because that's the way they've always been or because that's the way you want them to be.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking of a different expression. One that's very common in a number of industries is that nothing happens until somebody sells something. But I prefer a different variant of that, which is that nothing happens until somebody implements something. Right? So you can say these things, but have you actually implemented it?
No, I got it.